We're starting the last parak, and it's really the last parak of the Sefer. Whoever's been here since we started Shar HaYichud a few years ago, raise your hand. Probably Ari Stern has been here, probably. I don't even think I've been here since then. But we're starting Perek Shvi and Shar Avos Hashem. Now, I'm not 100% sure the difference between Perek Shishi and Perek Shvi. Perek Shishi describes how you can tell someone's Oiv Hashem. So Perek Shishi describes an Oiv Hashem does this, and thinks this, and acts like this, and does this. Perek Shvi, someone suggested Perek Shvi is basically the same, the Anhogas of an Oiv Hashem. So maybe it's the Anhogas of an Oiv Hashem after you've reached the Dag of Avos Hashem. Someone suggested to me maybe it's carrying it further and how you have to act if you're an Oiv Hashem, not as a manifestation of your Avos Hashem, which is what Perek Shishi is billed as, looking at someone and being able to tell if they're an Oiv Hashem or not, but more of an exhortation to the Oiv Hashem, like how to better it or go even higher or make sure that you do this and this and that. It's more like a Shulchan Aruch to the Oiv Hashem. But very similar if you look at it. Anyway, Perek Shvi, Avol Halichos Oiv Hashem, the actions, the customs of an Oiv Hashem, Yisadim Shomim, Rabim Heim, there's really, it's limitless. Bechdei Lahashlem Es Kulan, I couldn't possibly list everything, because it envelops your whole life. Actually, this is a lashon that the Chavis HaLadis uses many times throughout the Sefer. It's really a very, very humble. It shows his humility. Many times he says, this is really an overwhelming subject, but I'll write what occurs to me to write. And then he makes these long lists. And it's really, it's a lashon of humility. Here, maybe it's the same thing. Anyway, v'hu emo'anoshim alolu, yodu es alokehem. These, a person, someone that supposedly, or purportedly, an Oiv Hashem, or someone that feels he's an Oiv Hashem, he reached that madrega that we spoke about in the previous prokim, yodu es alokehem, they're always fully aware of Hashem, the hikiru cheftso bohem, they are aware of what Hashem wants from them, hikiru cheftso bohem, what Hashem wants from them, and they're fully aware of ahanhagoso osam, his hashgacha over their lives, v'nihulo lohem, and his leading them, and everything that happens to them is mushgach from Hashem. He's thinking about Hashem, and he's aware of Hashem's pervasiveness, call it. It's really more than pervasiveness. Hashem's being minahel, everything that happens to him. And they recognize their responsibilities, what they have to do. The sipuko sorcheim, and now Hashem is taking care of what they need. V'shultono, v'risno, b'meshehir shalohem lishtamishbo, and now Hashem allows them to do certain things and doesn't allow them to do other things. We learned in Shar Avodas Elokim that your bechira is limited to the choice. It's really a mental exercise, an intellectual exercise, where you choose what you want to do or what you don't want to do. But the actual doing of it is again up to Hashem, just like everything is up to Hashem. If your body is going to respond to the commands your mind gives it, if you're going to get to the store on time, if you're going to be able to carry out your plans, that's right up to Hashem. So really he feels, and he's aware and fully aware that he's like a puppet in the hands of Hashem. What Hashem allows him to do, he'll do. What Hashem allows others to do, they'll do. What not. The livchar also minyani hados va'olam. Except, and the answer is bechira, and as I said, bechira is, according to the Chavis HaLadis, bechira is in the mind. Bechira is in the mind when you choose what you want to do. That ratzon, that choice, which is in the mind, is that like Hashem left for us to do. So harein is bar lohem, so they ought to have clarity. Even asasher b'todo osam ki in yoneim utnu holseihem, everything that occurs nasim behetam l'gzeres habori yisala v'ritzono, everything is gzeres Hashem, and then therefore. And then he says a very powerful statement that the true Oiv Hashem will not want to have, he will never say, I wish this isn't happening to me, or I wish something else was happening to me, or I wish it wouldn't be this way, or I wish it wouldn't have occurred. And Oiv Hashem will never say that, because he's so fully aware that everything that occurs is the Ratzon Hashem, and he's an Oiv Hashem, and he knows everything Hashem does is for the best, and he's so keenly aware of that, So you will never think, like, you know, a person, let's say, undergoes something, and then he even if he lives through it, and he is kovesh it, and he passes the nesayim, but, it, you know, everybody, I think, would think, I wish I didn't have to undergo that. But the Ohev Hashem never has such a thought. He welcomes, no matter how difficult the situation was, he always welcomes what happens to him, because he, as I say, he's so keenly aware that it's the will of Hashem.